Okay. We're in the Tanya page, Tof Ayin Hey, Perek Lamed Zayin. And we've been discussed, the last thing that Tanya mentioned is the fact that the neshama goes down into this world. It doesn't go for its own needs. It doesn't need any tikkun. It's just gone down to repair the body and the animalistic soul. And this is how the neshama completes the understanding of adira b'tachtonim, a domicile below over here. Certainly it gets a reward, but that's not the reason why it has to go down for itself. And now we begin the next idea. It just goes into the next idea. Umamish dugmas sod golos hashchina levar nitzotzin. And this is mamish, and a similar to the secret of the exiled Shechina that is there to clarify the sparks. Ba'olam yeshnam nitzoytz, the commentary says, Ba'olam yeshnam nitzoytzis ben aklipas. In our world, there are all kinds of holy sparks that are in between all the klipas. Vitzorech la'alosam, and we have to elevate them. That's the whole point of elevating those nitzotzos. Shezel inyan golos ha'shchina. That's the aspect of the golos of the Shechina. Shashchina begolos kedei levarim. The Shechina is in the golos in order to separate them. Vizel gam inyan golos ha'neshama. And that's also the idea of the golos of neshama. Levar ha'nitzotzos, to clarify. This to separate the nitzotzo shebaguf and nevesh abahamis, and to elevate them as well. Okay, now let's see footnote vav. Kavanas Rabbeinu b'hisafazu. What does the Rebbe mean with this little added line? Dineba emes upela gadol. It's a wonder. Sheridas and neshama bebechinas galish mamish ubishvil ifol tikun baguf and nevesh abahamis. It's a wonder to make a statement that the holy neshama should go down in an aspect of galus in order to make a tikkun on the relatively lowly body and animalistic soul. Lishtamish bedavar gadol, to use a big, beautiful, holy thing like a neshama, bishvil atakein davar katan, to fix something so small. Why would God do such a thing? Ulazem mosi, therefore he added this one line. What? Umamish dugmas sod golos hashchina levar nitzotzin. That's the same idea of the Shechina going into golos, is to separate the sparks as well. Shegolos zuhi beemes bebechinas sod. That's what he said. Sod shemal miseichel. The Shechina itself going into golos. That itself is a mystical secret. That's beyond what we can rationally understand. Yevshalahavin b'segel, intellectually we can't understand. Mao inin b'zeh. What's this concept? Shaneshama of the soul. V'lachas v'kam ha'shchina. All the more so the Shechina. Tavo b'golos b'shvil levar nitzotzin. She should go into golos in order to clarify the sparks. Achkachi ha'kavona. But that's the understanding. Shinisava Kodesh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Dir B'Tachtonim. Hashem wants to reside down here. Ulamali Ritzon Zeh. And in order to fulfill that desire, Ba Neshama V'Ashchina. The Neshama and the Shechina, they both go Begolos into Golos. While Yedei Zeh, and through that, Nasa Ha'olam Dira Lo Yisbarach. That's how the world becomes a Dira for Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, the soul has to come down to do what it has to do. The Shechina comes down to do what it has to do, to make whatever holy vestiges and sparks that are there that need to be filled up and finished up so that the whole world can be a domicile for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it takes. We don't understand why Hashem wants that to be, but that's the way He wants it to be. Now, you know, so what does this have to do with any of us? So you could say on a very simple level, there's a lot of times that, people need help. people, there are all kinds of people who may not be as spiritual as they should be or they could be, but they all have big sparks inside of them. And sometimes we have to be metapol. We have to be involved. We who may be much frumer and much greater, we have to go into the gullus, as it were, into these people's lives and try to get them to reveal their sparks that they have. Mm-hmm. And you can say, why should I bother? Why should I take such my precious time that I could be doing other things with this? Why should I go down? The answer is because that's the dirish of Tachtonim, is that are all that are in the Tachtonim. Every secular Jew is part of the Tachtonim, that Hashem wants to have a dira with them. So therefore, Hashem wants that to happen as well. And that's why you needed the Jewish people to take Achrayas and Arevas one for another, to make sure that every other Jew is also taken care of, as it were, as best as we can, to try our best to make that happen. That's all part of the Dirat Shebe Tachtonim. Okay, now, he moves on to the next point. Tanya continues around the top of page Tofai involved. Now you can understand why the rabbi speaks so virtuously of tzedakah. There's one chazal in Baba Basra that says that giving tzedakah is equal to all the mitzvahs. And whenever you go to the Jerusalem Talmud, it's interesting. He nikres b'shei mitzvah stam. It's referred to, the giving of tzedakah is just called a mitzvah, the mitzvah. Doesn't have to tell you what mitzvah it is. Whenever it just says, you know, when you do a mitzvah, it doesn't give you any clarity of which mitzvah it is, it's referring to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Why? Well, first of all, kikacha yahergol haloshon lurikra tzedakah b'shei mitzvah stam. Because that's the regular way of language to call tzedakah a mitzvah without any qualifications. Why? This is the main action mitzvah, and it's higher than all of them. Because all of them really are to take the animalistic soul back to Hashem, to elevate it. This is what maintains them, umislabeshes b'hem, and enclose them lichlol beor ein sof baruch hu melech shamayim, to be incorporated in the infinite light of Hashem. That's what the whole purpose of all mitzvahs are. Ve'ein lecha mitzvah shenevei shachrionis mevabeshes bo kol kach ki gemitzvah tzedakah. There's no mitzvah that the animalistic soul gets so enclosed in as much as the performance of the mitzvah tzedakah. Of all the physical mitzvahs that you do, tzedakah gets the most accomplished. Why? Shebechol ha-mitzvahs ein mislabeshes b'hem rak koach echod minefesh achiyunis. Because of all the other mitzvahs, we only need to use certain forces within the animalistic soul. You don't need the entire person to be engaged in it. B'shas ma'isa mitzvah, we're doing the mitzvah. Putting on tefillin. Okay, I need my arm, I need my head, my legs don't need to be involved in it, my stomach doesn't need to be involved, a lot of my body doesn't have to be involved in it, right? Almost every mitzvah, yes, takes some part of your body, but not the whole thing. A person is giving not just $100, that $100 came with effort and toil. That came with you having to, whatever work you needed to do, that usually you engage your entire person when you go to work. Driving in the car, you know, doing the, during rush hour traffic, right? Walking to your job, engaged in heavy labor, whatever. Whatever is involved, there's a lot of effort. Your whole animalistic soul is involved in the work you do to produce the money. Or a different type of business that you profited money. Now when you're giving the tzedakah, Hare kol nafsha chiyunus ola l'Hashem. That's why the whole animalistic soul is engaged and elevated when you give the tzedakah. Okay? V'gam mi she'enu nehena miyegia. Even let's say the person who got the money and he didn't have to work so hard to get it. He inherited it. Mikol makom ho b'mos elu hoy yochel liknos chayei nafsha chiyunus. Since with this money he could have bought so much for the animalistic soul. He had lots of fun things the body could have had with all this money. Take that 10%, take that $10,000, whatever that 10% is, and what you could have luxuriated your animalistic body, your animalistic soul would have been so much you could have done with it, so much opportunity. Now you understand why it's so hard to give tzedakah. It's harder to give tzedakah than to put tefillin on. Because tefillin, it's just your arms and your head. It's a few minutes of your time. But giving tzedakah, the person mamish feels he's giving him his whole self. Mm-hmm. You know, it was hard for me to make that money. And now this guy is going to get $100 for doing nothing, just for saying, give me.
Please.
Please. Right? To get that $100, you know what I had to do? Oh. I had to work an hour, let's say. Let's say I'm average paid professional, yeah. Right? To make $100, right? If you're a physiotherapist, let's say, okay, then, you know, some of them.
It's 200.
It depends. But let's say even 100. Say 100 for an hour, you had to use your fingers and your muscles and you had to push. And squeeze and this and that, and it's tiring. Yeah, mamas put all your koichas in to make that $100. And the other guy, there it is. That was my life.
It's my lifeblood.
And this is why it's very hard to get money out of people. Because they don't want to give away that hard earned, it's called my hard earned money. That's the word.
My
hard earned money.
Right?
So therefore, notwithstanding everything else, notwithstanding that who gave you the koyach, who gave you the ability to be hard and earning,
yes,
right? It all came as a gift from Hashem, and He gave you that gift so that you will give tzedakah. That's the only reason He gave it to you.
That's right.
All right, so you're welching on the deal, as it goes. Do you use the right verb for it on that one?
Yeah. No?
Right, but forget about all that. Forget about all the lack of hakaras hatov and all the other things and the selfishness, all that. But this is the greatest opportunity to raise the sparks. Get that animal inside of you. Ooh. Connect it up to Hashem more than any other mitzvah. You could daven all day. You could do a million people love that will daven and do anything but to give tzedakah. You know,
bring out the pen and write the check.
It's like it hurts. It hurts. It's painful. And they always figure out, okay, how okay? I'm going to give what's the least I can give to sort of look okay.
Yeah. It'll be acceptable.
You know, it'll be acceptable. I won't. You know, I don't want to be perceived as a cheap guy. But you know, I don't need to be also. But so the rabbis gave you the guidelines. This percentage you have to give, etc., etc. But you cannot lose. That's why they're always saying you cannot lose when you give tzedakah, because the fact you're giving it, it has to be elevating all of you. All of you gets elevated from that. So that's why it's the mitzvah. Ulechein amru chazal. Therefore, rabbis say, what does this mitzvah do? Tzedakah is so powerful. The Gemara Baba Basra says, shemekarev es esegu'ula. It brings the redemption closer. Obviously, lefisha b'tzedakah achas, because with one act of tzedakah, mala harbe minefesh achiyunis, you elevate so much more of the animalistic side. Mashloha yochel alas v'meno kolgach kochas u'bechinas v'kama mitzvahs ma'asacheres, which you couldn't elevate as high with so many other mitzvahs that have less quality of elevation than tzedakah. Explains the guy. That was a long piece of Tanya, straight.
That's one of the longest we've had.
But it's not doesn't need a lot of commentary, because the Tanya himself commentated on the statements. But says the commentary anyway. Hageula ba, when does redemption come? What does it take for redemption to come? It comes alidei avodosenu atava sikron shechunus. It comes by us our avoda of purifying our animalistic life. Ukechol shapalam yoser zikl b'nevesh chiyunus. The more we purify that, that's all the Mashiach's waiting for. It's waiting for the dir b'tachtonim. So the dir b'tachtonim comes when every Jew fixes himself up as much as he can.
Yeah.
And the biggest fix up is the tzedakah. That's the biggest fix up. Now, it's not minimized. I don't want to minimize it only to money. All right? There, as you know, you could do a lot of action that's worth money, and it's very hard to do, that would also...
You can give your time.
If you're giving your time, but giving your time, not wasting your time.
Right.
You know, people will give their time. I'll go on the board. That's how I'm going to give my time to the shul. So that's the biggest waste of time. It causes more aggravation than anything else. And you didn't do, you know, you do more averus than mitzvahs often. No, giving your time means go clean the shul so we don't have to pay $100 to clean.
How about helping with the
work? I don't want to do that. I don't do that because that's hard work. No, no, that's how you tick into the body.
Right.
That's take a mop and a broom and clean. And now we don't have to pay the nanny $50. I'm not suggesting if you make a lot more money per hour, then to give a donation instead. But people, that's why it always was disturbed me about people who can't afford to pay shul membership. I don't have a problem. You can't afford to pay shul membership. Don't pay. But they don't offer to do anything either. Oh. That's the part where you're not willing to, but you're willing to bid every kiddush,
yeah,
and have all the food, and you want to get your aliyahs, and you want to get everything, you want all the conveniences, and you don't want to do anything. I don't have the time. You don't have the time. If you don't have the money, then you got the time. Because it's very rare you don't have the money and you don't have the time. Usually you don't have the money because you got a lot of time.
Right.
So that, you know, that's the person that's not interested. In, you know, they want to make sure to be there for this. And when it's time to clean up, they're gone.
Goodbye.
But somehow they have enough money to come to the dinners, you know, or whatever. And then when the dinner's finished, they're out. And somebody else, some other suckers are there to clean up, put the tables away, and this and that. So that's all part of, you know, using your body in a good way, and that's how tzedakah brings the gula that way. Okay, so that's a beautiful concept. Now we continue with, now we tie this in now to the next point. Alpi kol zeh, based on all this, yisbar inyan la'asos. Remember trying to get that word la'asos. It's very close in your heart and in your mouth to do it, right? That was the whole point of the whole sefer. And we're trying to close in on this from the chapter 35 already. The main thing is, Hashem wants us to make a domicile down here. This is uniquely so when it comes to action mitzvahs. Even more so than the learning of Torah. This is going to come into a very delicate issue here. She'in ruchani, which is a spiritual aspect, which isn't so applicable to the animalistic soul. El shegam belimud haTorah yeshna ma'aseh shebo. There is some aspect of action and learning Torah going on to the next page of lasso. So why? Ki akimas vasav. You move your lips. Havi ma'aseh. It is an action, but not a lot of action. There's some action. You do bring down some divinity to your body and your animalistic soul. However, it's not from the concept of the Torah. In other words, there's the Torah knowledge that's coming into you. That's not the part that is affecting the animalistic soul in the action stage. Only the action, and the action is relatively small. It doesn't draw down so much as other things, such as tzedakah. As he's going to say, now this is going to bring out the question that he's going to bring. In other words, the following. When we're talking about making a dira b'tachtonim, we're talking about bringing Hashem down into this lower world. It totally depends on what? Actions. You're taking the physical world and you're doing things to make them be part of Hashem's realm. You are separating and elevating those nitzotzos in every physical aspect of this world. And that's where mitzvahs is the only thing that gets that done. Action mitzvahs get this done. learning Torah, insofar as action mitzvahs, getting things done, is a relatively small contributor to that fact. But now we're going to have a problem. The problem is the next statement that we say every day. This is what, bavorning the question. Uma shamru chazal, says the Tanya. Shetalmud Torah kineged kulam. It listed a whole bunch of mitzvahs, shein lehem shiur, or that you enjoy in this world and in the world to come. Right? Kibud avayim, achnosas orchim, bikur cholim, achnosas kalu, vayis ames. Those are all physical things. Okay, then you got an even tefillah over there.
Yeah, a little bit of focus and concentration.
But Talmud Torah kineged kulam, salzeh kineged kulam. But Mamar Chazal said, with this statement of the rabbis, Kosh al kol mashavah, it seems to question everything we just stated. If you'd say the main service of a person in this world is his soul, then I'd agree. The main thing is limitator. That really does a lot for your divine soul. Not physical mitzvahs. The whole intent of God creating the world is to have a domicile down here. The main work in this world is to fix up the body and the animalistic soul. And it only happens through the actual mitzvahs. So how can you tell me Talmud Torah kineged kulam? So there's many, many answers to this question. We'll see how the Tanya answers. He answers with the following words. Hainu mipnei shetalmud Torah hi bedibur umachshava. Talmud Torah needs speech and thought. Shem levushim hapnimim shel nefesh achiyunis. They are the deepest garments of the animalistic soul. Explains. Masha Talmud Torah kinekul. How is Talmud Torah equal to everything else? Einu mishum shezeu inyan shel ruchin. It's not because it's a spiritual concept. Nefesh alokis, from the divine soul. That's not what makes it kineged kulam. Elokigam bebeiru nefesh alokis. When we're talking about separating and clarifying and elevating the animalistic soul, yesh maila b'torah legabi mitzvahs. There is a virtue, even in the action realm, that Torah study brings. Shemavaras asavushapnim, because it clarifies the innermost garments, shel nefesh alokis, of the animalistic soul. Where physical actions don't go there. The animalistic being has lots of levels. There's superficial levels and also internal levels to the human animalistic soul. When you do a mitzvah, the clarifications only outwardly. Inside. That's what makes Talmud Torah kineged kulam, where we're dealing with the inner aspect. Your mind that thinks is also a physiological reality. Biggest proof is a Ganef thinks how to steal. Mm-hmm. They come with great plans to. Whoever this subway Ganef is lately going around, they call him the rat Ganef, pack rat race. So there's a guy, he always, in Toronto, he's robbing banks that are on the subway lines. So he's got it all figured out. He's in the bank, and he knows he's got to go right down into the subway, catches the subway, and off he goes, and go try to catch him.
I always have to wait for the train.
I guess he's got it all timed. He's hit like 8-9 banks in the last couple months. Gosh. Anyway, he must be using a lot of brains to think this one through, right? So there is a physiological part to the human being that is being used, that those physical brain cells are being used, and that's the innermost part of the animal. This is not the soul yet. It's not the soul. There's soulful parts too. When you're learning Torah, the knowledge of the Torah, that part is a divine aspect, and that interacts with your neshama. The neshama interacts with it, but it does need to use physical tools of the animal, which is the brain, and the brain thinking as using, you could get a headache from thinking. You could be going through a hard Gemara, and then you're ending up with a headache. Now, how could you get a headache if it's a spiritual thing? Spirit doesn't know anything about pain of the head. Because your brain, I don't know how to explain it physiologically, how a headache comes, but I don't know. But I guess when you're thinking hard about certain things that are distressing you,
it puts
a strain on it. I don't know. But anyway, it's definitely, there's something physical going on, right? You know, if you're feeling a headache, it's something physical. It's not, you don't get a spiritual headache. So therefore, there's an inner aspect of the animal that is being elevated. The brain, whatever stuff in there is being affected, and that is the core of what the human being is. Physically, not spiritually. God forbid, person has a stroke, game's over. Depending on what level, there's nothing, the body ain't working. Why? Because some physical parts of the brain aren't working. So now I'm using physical parts of the brain to understand Torah. So that part is keneged kulam, because that's the inner part of the animal. And that is the ikar part of the animal, per se. And that's where the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. All right, now it gets to the next paragraph. It's a little bit, not more, it's very hard. Okay. Where am I now? Am I at the very bottom?
Gam mahusam.
Okay, not yet at the very hard. Gam mahusam v'atzmusam shal b'chinas chabad meklipas noga shebenefesh achiyunis nechlolus b'kdushum mamish k'shoy shebetur b'yunas seichel. Also, the essence of the aspects of chachma, bina, and das of the klipas noga, which is in the animalistic part, is incorporated in Kedusha. There is Chachma, Bina, and Das that is on a level that, like the bank robber, can have Chachma, Bina, and Das, right? There's those aspects of Chachma, Bina, and Das. So that part of the physical mind is engaged in Torah. Explains, Bear Nevesh Abahamis Bam Tzosim Vitor, how we're clarifying the animalistic soul through learning Torah. Einarak Bilavushim Apnimim Dibur Machshava, not only with the inner garments of speech and thought, more than that, El Gama Sechel, also the intellect, Shehu Memaos HaNefesh, that's also part of that being. Nichlos, because it's incorporated in holiness. Shekeshamevinesh Askos, if you understand the logic, the thinking part, the Sechel, of Tahari Gama Sechel Shonav Shachyunis Mavin Bemis Behasfar Shasvarikach. The intelligent brain is able to understand the logic. Kamok Shahuba Torah, as it is in the Torah. So it's not just thinking, not just speaking, but the brain chapping and understanding. That's also a physical part. Zomaila Belimadar, that's the virtue of learning Torah. Because through by physical actions, ain't a bearer cloud must never. It doesn't really clarify the essence of the being. Who bears a yesh and dafkum Torah, it only comes with Torah. In other words, a goy. A goy thinks about things. What does a goy think about? How can I have fun? How can I be selfish? How can I get up? Me. And he thinks about it. And the imamish come up with big chidushim of how to enjoy their life better than ever before. All right, so that's all animal. There's nothing spiritual there. It's all animal. Yeah, but then the Jew who learns Torah, he's using his brains to understand things the way they should be understood. Live the life the way God wants us to live our lives. That is also using the animalistic part of the brain, and you're engaging that in Chochma Bina Vedas in good ways, not in bad ways. Every one of the spheres can be used bad. Chochma Bina Vedas, you can really work your brain to destroy the world. But, and that's all the animal is doing that. That's not coming from a holy soul. So that's where you have this higher level. This is the rational animal part of the person. So take the rational animal part of the person and fill it with Torah. So you're using all the animalistic, but the deepest and most essential aspects of the animalistic person. So that is what is being accomplished when you are doing that. So that's how Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So this is the Hasidic way of explaining it. The Litvish way, you know, just does it simple. It says Talmud Torah Keneged Kula means without Torah, you don't know what actions to do that are good actions. Keneged Kula means it's Keneged. In other words, you want to do actions, I don't know what actions to do. So the learning Torah will guide the actions, which is true. But the Tanya is telling you, but that's not the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat is saying, what do all these These are all mitzvahs maisios. That's bringing the Divrei Shebatachtonim. And he's saying it's not that Talmud Torah is a means to let the other mitzvahs, the other parts of the body, do what they should be doing. But it's not an ends to itself. So he's saying the Talmud Torah itself is an ends to itself. Because the Talmud Torah itself is actually physically, but inside, it's no less physical, your brain than your fingertips. And it's more essential to the human being. And you're making that brain, that's a neutral brain, we'll call it, is now a brain that's filled with sparks of holiness that are emitting and expressing themselves in this world. That is even in the Divrei Shebatachtonim part. It's not just your lips that are moving. It's the brain is moving. And that's the part that's been clarified and that's been elevated. And that's the idea he's bringing. So let's just do one little more part to finish this. This next part we may not get. It's very mystical. V'av shemahusim v'atzmusim shalamidas chagat. What are chagat?
Chesed
v'tiferes. Even those, the essence of those midos, etc. Lo yuchlu lahem ha-beinonim l'hafen. We already said that beinoni can't turn them into holiness. Why? Hain mishim shara chazak yoser. Because the evil in those lower levels is stronger than in the higher realms of Chabad. Because the higher levels, they nurse from a higher level of holiness. To those who understand big mystical things, which we don't. Anyway, we'll just quickly do the commentary on that. This is a little bit beyond, but it's okay. In these bar program, well, we explained in an earlier chapter, Shabbeinoni, Sholit al Nefesh, Abahamis Rak, Benagel, Levushe HaNefesh. The Beinoni only can control the animalistic part just in terms of the clothes of the soul, which is Machshava Dibra Maisa, just those three, the externals. Avala Midas, the Nefesh Abahamis, but the Midas of the animalistic of soul, Shein Maos, Vasas, Nefesh, with the essence of the animal, they're always strong. You can't turn those into holiness. He can't do that. So then what are you telling me that you can learn Torah and turn those things around? Lamrosa, in spite of that, as a seichel, the nefesh, the seichel of the animal, you can turn that into holiness. This explains why we can very well know what we should do, but not always do what we should. Because your seichel gets it. Your seichel, I got it. I understand it totally. I'm very intellectually spiritual. Aber lemaisa, when the food's on the table, chbiza behema.
Right.
You know, or even if I'm not a behema, but the behema still wants
more,
and always feel I'm missing whatever. That's what he's saying. Kimidas the klipa yesham yosi anika mitzada kedusha measher mochin the klipa. The midos, the seven lower ones, they nurse more from the mochin. So the midas of the klipa get more than the brains in terms of klipa, as it is in Kabbalah. Shenika sa klipa he mishvira sa kelim. Okay, the nursing from the klipa comes from breaking of the vessels. The tohu the shvira haisa beikar b'midas. The breaking was in the midas and not in the mochin. Uchein hara b'midas chasigas. The evil in midos is stronger. You can't turn that around. Which is not in the brains. The brains have not been as destroyed. The brains are not so affected by the klipas. They still are klipas, but not as badly. So you can turn your brain around. A Beinoni can turn his brain around. Cannot now. It doesn't mean, but you can't turn the animal around in the midos. The midos deep down are there, no matter what you do. If you're a Beinoni, now if you're a tzaddik, that's another story. But for us Beinonim, we could do the right things, but the animal still wants different. Okay, so my job is to control the animal. The animal wants to scream and yell and blow up. Okay, I controlled it, but then I know I had to control it. The tzaddik doesn't even have to control it. There's nothing. It's not there. Period. On the other hand, the Beinoni can have great success in the world of intelligence, and he can have chlorkite, and the klipa will not tell him to think otherwise. Think about this. You've come to the understanding that there is Hashem. You learned a lot. You know there's Hashem. You understand what it's all about. It's not likely, not too likely, you're going to say, you know what? Tomorrow, I really, really don't want to believe in Hashem, and I'm forcing myself to believe in Hashem. Now, if you're secular, that's a different story. You haven't done any work. You haven't learned any Torah. The person keeps learning Torah, then you know what? Your intellect is an intellect of Torah. And you understand it. I got it clear. The 39 commandments is clear. Everything is clear. Not for a minute would I think that this world is not run by Hashem. It's all there, and you've totally won. Agreed. But then when we go down to the midos, the animal still is an animal. Mm. You have the brains of a divine being,
right,
but the body of an animal. So you know you have to keep Shabbos properly. You know, you understand it 100%. You understand what you have to do. But the body part says, I understand. Pashati.
Oh, yeah.
But still I'm working to the last minute. Why? Because the animal wants its pernos. The animal wants its pernos. Can't break through the mitos. I don't have the courage. I don't have the this. I don't have the that. That's why the wicked are filled with regrets. And the Benoni is filled with stress. Because that's the stress. The stress between what the mind knows and what the animal body in the mitos is not prepared to do. Or the stress you have to do, even if you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's always with stress.
A challenge.
Because the monster's just around the corner has to be dealt with. And that's where Talmud Torah is able to help.